Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thursday of All-Star Game Week, working as long as both of us now have worked in the sports radio industry, I kind of like, because it gives you the freedom, the uniqueness to look ahead to football.
Agreed.
And, you know, kind of get ready here. As teams have reported the training camp, the Giants rookies have been there. And seeing Russell Wilson on stage last night, did a great job presenting the Jimmy V Award at the ESPYs, was kind of like that last public appearance, of which we have seen plenty since he has been signed to be the quarterback of the Giants.
He is the perfect New York athlete to be seen.
Yeah.
Because he's got star power. He looks the part. Obviously, he's got a history that's hugely successful. Super Bowl champion, quasi-MVP all those years. Never really got into the conversation, but we always thought of him as an MVP-type quarterback. And then things started to fade.
Big time.
First in Seattle, then in Denver. Had a decent season last year in Pittsburgh. And now here he is at 37 years old, trying to be the man in New York. He's already put his face into New York.
He has.
It feels like he's, I mean, we already know he knew he wanted to be a New Yorker or wanted to be a New York athlete, and he's put his image out there for sure. The question, and really the only thing that's going to matter, is he a good football player?
Exactly.
That's the only thing that's going to matter.
We spent 2 years ago when Aaron Rodgers signed with the Jets, albeit we're talking about an apples and oranges right. type deal and all the hoopla that came with it, with Aaron Rodgers being seen everywhere in New York City, and the hype around it was awesome. Super Bowl talk was there. You don't have any of that with the Giants, nor should you. This is a team coming off a 3-win season. They did just draft a quarterback in the first round, but a quarterback many expect to sit and wait. But all the stuff we've said about Russell Wilson, seen about Russell Wilson, it becomes reality now for Giants fans. And for me, Tiki, let me just start here. I have always looked at Russell Wilson the last couple of years. I don't know how you couldn't go, man, is that guy corny. Oh, man, must that be exhausting for him to be your team's starting quarterback. But I think last year, watching him play in Pittsburgh and the Steelers were seemingly on national TV every other week, there were moments where, boy, did that moon ball still look pretty.
Yeah.
Man.
He can still throw it.
He can still throw it. Man, you know what? That Steelers room, George Pickens is a head case, Calvin Austin. I don't know. Giants got Malik Nabers here. Wandell in the slot. All right, they got a tight end. They're looking to develop. I know Freiermuth was there in Pittsburgh. I didn't want to buy in.
You could almost talk yourself into it, right?
You could almost talk yourself into it. And how many times did we talk about it? And we spun the wheel. Who would be the Giants quarterback? And we all debated. And Russell Wilson was one of those names in there. And I think I was the first on this show to go, I think I'd be excited by Russell Wilson. I think I'd want Russell Wilson. And I have him. And now I have to own it. Now I have to wear it. And now I have to hope this doesn't blow up in my face. I say this, Tiki, defiantly. I think Russell Wilson might be the perfect fit for what the Giants are trying to do. Okay? And by that I mean the Giants are trying to win a Super Bowl. Sure, sure, it would be nice to shock the world. The Giants are trying to have a first-round quarterback that wasn't a top-five pick for a reason. Sit, wait, learn, and only need to play when the team gets eliminated. The Giants are trying to win games and reestablish a winning culture. And this quarterback just left a room in Pittsburgh that made the postseason, albeit again, didn't win a playoff game, fine, that was defensive-oriented and did enough with explosive plays down the field. That is the Pittsburgh Steelers last year, or who the Giants this year, should absolutely be aspiring to be. And I think the Giants might have more offensive talent, which I can't believe I'm going to say, than the Pittsburgh, not offensive line, but skill position-wise, than the Pittsburgh Steelers had a year ago. So, you know, I want to get into the corniness and whether you should believe in Russell Wilson or all of that. But just on the field-wise, as we get ready to start training camp and we see Russell Wilson wave one last goodbye to public appearances, I kind of think he's the perfect fit for what these Giants are trying to accomplish.
I know that he's what the Giants want because I've had conversations with Daves and Shane about this when I went over there, whenever it was, a month or so ago, and talked to the team. And one of the things that they kept saying, and this is undeniable, and I felt this myself. In fact, Connor Orr, who wrote a piece for Sports Illustrated, documented it kind of exactly as anybody who meets Russell Wilson, and maybe you don't know him well, you haven't met him before, but anytime you meet Russell Wilson, you can't help but be like uplifted in some capacity. In fact, after I gave my little talk, he like came over and gave me a hug. Evan was making fun of me about it, and he was like, "Yeah, man, I'd love to chat with you and see, you know, just talk about playing in New York." Like, there's something that's infectious about him. And I say that because this is what...
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
I think Daves and Shane brought him to New York to do. Not to be the future, even though he thinks he's going to be the future. We'll talk about that at some point. But they didn't bring him here to be the future, to play until he's 42 years old and help lead the New York Giants to a Super Bowl. Like you said, Sean, if that happens, fantastic. We will all take it. Trust us. But I don't know if he has that left. He believes he has that left. But what he's brought here to do is, one, to be exactly what I said before, I was alluding to before, in that locker room. Right? Someone who guys hear the corniness but know it's genuine. Like he actually believes it. He talks in cliches.
Unlimited.
But this is what we do in football. We talk in stupid cliches, and we try to motivate guys with positivity and things of that nature, right? That's what he brings. And he also has this, he has this ability to make the big play. I just don't know how often he's going to make the big play.
Sure.
And so that's what they're counting on. Win some games, bring some positivity to this locker room, and make some big plays and exploit some of this talent that you were alluding to. Malik Nabers is obviously there. Tyrone Tracy, the other one, Theo Johnson.
They just paid Darius Slayton,
who they brought back. Right, Wandell Robinson, who with Malik Nabers were two of the top pass receivers in the league last year. Like, you want those guys to start to thrive, but you got to have a quarterback who can open it up for them. And I think Russ hopefully does that.
Yeah,
it will be to be seen, though.
It will be to be seen. To be determined. So it is Connor Orr in Sports Illustrated did a pretty lengthy piece where he sat down with Russell Wilson, met him at a park, and kind of, you know, tried to chop it up with him and wave through what is phony about him and what is authentic. And I highly recommend going to read the piece. But I walked away from this kind of feeling like I understood Russell Wilson a little bit more, and there's a story about his father's passing and being by his bedside, and that kind of where he got some of the motivational stuff he said that we take as corny as fans, and I get all that. But if I could put our Giants fans' brains together or minds out there, or maybe you're a Giant hater and you're a Jet fan that wants to laugh at the Giants, is now we're going through the veteran quarterback stuff. By all means, call up 888-808-1019. Think about where we are right now in the Giants franchise as now we pivot to the 101st season of Giants football. This team has become, for lack of a better term, a laughingstock year in and year out. And while we all rooted for them, let's face it, the stench of Daniel Jones became too much to ignore. Mm-hmm. And we are now entering the first time in 6 years where Daniel Jones is not in this room. He cannot be the punching boy or the punching bag. He cannot be blamed for any lack of success this year for the Giants.
He can't be the excuse.
And for anybody that wants to be down on the Giants' weapons this year, look, we got to see how these guys develop, but how much of that has been blamed on the poor play and the poor execution of Daniel Jones, his reluctancy to throw the ball down the field? That is a strength of Russell Wilson's, to throw the ball down the field. Tiki, I want to be excited about the Giants this year. And the schedule, look, I understand the schedule's hard, and I think that's kind of holding a lot of people back.
Oh, it definitely is. It
definitely is. And Jackson Dart is obviously this like figure lurking that we're all excited to see at some point. But I am trying for the first time in a long time to be sensible as a Giants fan and understand I don't want to rush Jackson Dart. If Jackson Dart has, ironically, a Russell Wilson's type rookie training camp where he wins the job, great, by all means, then like let's get cooking. But I understand why the Giants drafted him where he is. And I think it's actually Russell Wilson's place in Giants history could prove to be very important, even if it's overlooked as time passes on. Because if Russell Wilson does not have this thing stable, does not have this team having explosive plays, and right away that's another locker room that goes mentally, team stinks, fan base loses interest, anything, that is going to maybe put the Giants in a spot where they want to play Jackson Dart earlier than they anticipate, which could then maybe kill his confidence or whatever. I think if Russell Wilson can find a way to help this team make an extra play or two and their defense is flying around and maybe they steal a game versus the Commanders or Cowboys to start the year and they beat the Saints a couple weeks later, the more you could delay Jackson Dart having to see the field, the better long-term the Giants may be with their answer of Jackson Dart. And I don't think there's a Giant fan alive who looks at Kurt Warner in a negative light. And Kurt Warner won some games. You were on that team with the Giants. Yeah. I have no ill will towards him.
Won a lot of games, actually.
Won a lot of games. And the organization made a very difficult decision with a winning record to go, we're going to Eli Manning. But Eli Manning was the first overall pick. Jackson Dart is not.
Right.
So this is not the same scenario if anybody's going to call up on that. I say this to say, Russell Wilson can, in fact, start every game this year if the team is in contention. And if he does, maybe you do have some kind of, you know, Alex Smith to Mahomes type situation. I think Russell Wilson is actually very important to the current and future aspirations of the New York Giants, and I'm tired of all the pictures and public appearances. The time is now to be right about it.
Right. We don't stop building your New York resume. We don't care about that anymore. The only thing we're going to care about is whether you win or lose football games and really what it looks like. Here's the thing, though. You said you want to be optimistic about the Giants.
I do.
And I think every Giant fan is ready for that. I mean, get over the fact that Dave and Shane held on to their jobs. They didn't deserve to be fired because the Giants couldn't keep doing that. They couldn't keep 2-3 years, fire a coach, let's restart the whole culture, organization, people thing. You can't keep doing it over and over and over again. You have to, at some point, give somebody a chance, and they finally did that with Dave and Shane going into their fourth year now. And so when I look at this team, I want to say, God, they're starting to build something defensively. It feels like that's where the identity is going to be, and that's exciting. And I know that Russell Wilson has some interesting weapons offensively, but then I go look at the schedule, as you just were talking about. In every game until week 10, except for maybe the Saints, I haven't figured out the Saints yet, but in every game except for the Saints game, in the first 10 weeks of the first 9 weeks of the season, they're going to be the underdog.
They will be.
They'll be the dog against Commanders, against the Cowboys, against the Chiefs, against the Chargers. Then you get the Saints game, and you get the Eagles, and you get the Broncos, and you get the Eagles again, and then you get the 49ers. Basically, all of those teams, save for the Saints, are playoff quality teams.
You could argue Super Bowl contenders.
Exactly. And teams that were ascending a year ago, one of them in two of those games, of Eagles, they were the Super Bowl champion, right? Representative from the NFC and the ultimate champion of the NFL. And so it is going to be daunting. And it is going to be very hard to stay with your optimism when it hits the fan early.
No doubt.
Because it's going to.
Yeah.
These teams are better than the Giants are right now. Now, what can we do? We can hope for surprises.
Yeah. And you can hope the pass rush beats the crap out of quarterbacks.
Right. We can hope that Dabbs plays it like he did in his first year in 2022. Keep a game close. Find a way to win it at the end. Be smarter than the X's and O's. Be better than the players in the critical moments on the other team, and win games the hard, ugly way. But I know you want to be optimistic. I want to be optimistic, but just looking at it with a non-rose-colored glasses, just clearly looking at what's in front of the New York Giants this season, it feels like it might get ugly.
It does, and maybe that's why Russell Wilson is the perfect guy to lead the room. Right. I mean, he's at least
because despite the failure or the losses.
He's not going to blink. Russell Wilson's a guy who takes the field versus Patrick Mahomes in week three. Mm-hmm. We know Mahomes is 50 times better than him, but he's not going to blink. He's a guy who's won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
That's why I think he's the perfect answer, which leads me to the next point. I saw a tweet earlier from a reporter in town mm-hmm. that I openly laughed at on the train. To the point I took to Twitter, I go, what are we doing here? It involves what we're talking about. And I didn't think it was a big deal or a worthy talking point until our own Rich Ackerman act came up to me in the newsroom after somebody tweeting, our chief, I disagree with what you said. I go, what? So this tweet and a story that is out in the Daily News came from Pat Leonard, who covers the New York Giants. And Pat, we love you, but he's the same guy that couldn't wait to ask Dabbs if his job was on the line after week one last
Dabbs
year.
Already?
Exactly. So I thought, all right, July, did we get the Pat Leonard? Is Dabbs getting fired? No. This is what we got 4 hours ago, Tiki. You ready?
Yeah.
The Giants' spring crowning of Russell Wilson as their starting quarterback and Wilson's media tour / parade around the Big Apple feels incredibly premature. Jackson Dart and Jameis Winston deserve a chance to win the Giants' QB1 job in camp. Let that breathe and let that settle.
Okay.
I agree with half of that.
Which is?
Jackson Dart is a rookie first rounder. If he is incredible, sure. I don't think that you'd necessarily hand it. Here's where I push back. It's where we've disagreed on Jameis Winston stuff.
Jameis Winston is the backup here.
And as he should be. The Giants signed both of these veterans. You read that schedule, and we know that schedule. There is nothing that should happen over the course of the next 5 weeks as the Giants are now reporting to training camp that should make anybody in that Giants room with any brain think, man, look at the way Jameis Winston's torching Dane Belton. This guy should be our starting quarterback over Russell Wilson. Those guys are both veterans mm-hmm. that we've seen a lot of tape on. And look, and this is where I'm going to really, really own in, the turnover numbers for Russell Wilson. And I think that's why he's another good fit for the Giants, too.
Of course.
8 interceptions, you know, last year, the year before. The Giants cannot function versus this schedule if they are turning the ball over. And Jameis Winston turns the ball over a whole hell of a lot. Be the
I'm
backup.
I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from the pick sixes.
Be a backup. Be a good shoulder to lean on for Jackson Dart. If there's an injury, sure, we'll play you. We'll have the wild plays. But I can't have a conversation here on July 17th as the rookies have reported to camp that the Giants should open this up and allow Jameis Winston a chance to win this job. His career and Russell Wilson's career should both tell the story of who should have this job. Nothing on a training camp versus backups and whatnot should sway you.
Here's what's going to happen, regardless of what media or anyone else thinks. This is Russell Wilson's job. If he is horrendous, or if he is injured, it will then be, all right, Jameis and Jackson Dart, which one of you is going to win the starting job? That's the only way that they're competing for the starting job, is if Russell Wilson just is lost, which he's not going to be, because he's a professional more than anything, and or he's hurt.
Right.
That's the only way that Jackson Dart or Jameis Winston are competing for the starting job in week one for this New York Giants team. I can promise you that. So it might sound good to say it. It might get some clicks. It might get some reaction for you on Twitter. It's not, or X, whatever the heck it's called now. It is not going to happen.
Thank you. Russell
Wilson is going to be the starting quarterback unless one of those two scenarios plays itself out, and I don't see that happening.
Thank you, because for a split second, Ack thought made me think I was going to go crazy, and I'm happy that you calmed me down, Tiki. All right, so I want to get Giants fans' thoughts here, 888-808-1019. Now that the media tour is over in this offseason, one final hello at the ESPYs. Training camp is now open, at least for the rookies. Are you excited about the prospects of Russell Wilson now being the starting quarterback? The Daniel Jones era is totally done now. We're taking the field. 888-808-1019. And Jet fans, I'll bring you to the equation next. Which one of our New York starting quarterbacks actually is set up to have the best season? Justin Fields or Russell Wilson?